Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Not much more I can add to that. April Fools. But I'll try to keep it short. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This is the story of God coming to us. God doing for us what was not possible for us to do for God. The story of Jesus coming into this world, giving his life, and being resurrected is that story that highlights God's love for us. A love that stops at nothing. A love that refuses to quit despite those receiving it maybe not being so willingly to accept it. It is God's love reigning over all. Anthony Claude Acevedo was born in 1924 in San Bernardino, California. He was the son of two Mexican illegal immigrants. In 1937, the family got deported and they went back to Durango, Mexico. And Tony went with them because he was only, I think, 14 at that time. But in 1941, after the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, Tony came back to his country of birth. And he volunteered to join the army and became a medic in the 275th Infantry. In 1945, he found himself involved in the Battle of the Bulge in the European theater. And in that same month, he and a bunch of his comrades were picked up by the Germans and sent to Stalag 9B. He didn't stay there long, though, because about a month into the stay at Stalag 9B, the commandant came out and demanded that all Jewish soldiers take a step forward. Some of them did, but not many of them, because they knew the fate that had fallen the Jews in Germany. And many of the Jewish soldiers began to remove their Stars of David as quickly as possible. But the commandant went through and he picked out anybody that he decided was undesirable, anybody that looked Jewish. And he chose Tony, not because he looked Jewish, but that his skin was just too dark. It wasn't right. And so he and 350 of those soldiers were piled into cattle cars and made a trip to Berga, which was a sub-camp of Birkenwald. Tony went through things that really no human being can imagine. Can't imagine possible that one person would do the things to another that Tony had to endure. And yet through it all, his determination was grounded in his faith, understanding that it wasn't going to be the end, that this was something he might be able to make it through, but that his calling was still one where he had to care for his fellow soldiers. A task that was next to impossible, considering he was given no medical equipment and the level of abuse that was being laid out to the prisoners at Berga was beyond description. And so to help him, he found some paper and a fountain pen in a Red Cross package, and he began to make a journal, a daily diary of the things that had taken place. And within that journal, he would record the names of all of his fellow soldiers who died on the day that they died. And this went on until April, when he was liberated by the Americans. As it turns out, Tony Acevedo ends up being the only known Mexican-American Holocaust survivor. And you can find his diary in the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. When he got back into the States, he regained his health. He got married, had a family, and got a job as an aerospace engineer for a number of different companies. But he was still plagued with the terror of what had taken place. Not only nightmares at night, but flashbacks during the day that would just totally incapacitate him. Things that seemed to destroy other people. But Tony held fast. And he began to understand that what had happened and the things he was experiencing were actually could be used as part of a gift within his life. And so he went to the VA hospital in Loma Linda. And there he volunteered to be able to share his experiences with other soldiers there. To be able to share his experiences and how he was able to battle through, to be able to give a word of comfort sometimes, just to be a presence, to know that those soldiers that were there weren't alone. And he did this sort of ministry, this sort of compassionate work throughout a number of different conflicts in the United States. It was the love that motivated Tony. Because he understood that the love he had received from God was a love that needed to be passed on, a love that needed to be shared with the world around him. He told his son time and time again that you have to love people the way you want people to love them, that nobody is beneath you, no matter what their circumstance, no matter what their standing in life. That we all have something to give. We all have something to share. And Tony lived that out until on February 11th of this year at 6:58 when he took his final breath. They put an American flag over top of his body. And they wheeled him through all four levels of that VA hospital down the hallway. And the staff and patients, the ones that could do it, lined the hallway at attention and saluted as the body went past them. Giving him the respect because of that love that he shared, love that motivated, that love that sustained him, that love that guided him through the most horrific of times. It is what God has given us. A love that is undeserved, a love that is unwavering, a love that remains forever within our lives, no matter who we are or what we do, that love that demands God's presence in our lives each and every day. A love, if we accept, that can lead us and guide us to the better principles and the better angels of our lives. To be the people that God would expect us to be a person like Tony, who despite anything else that's going on in the world, knew that all he had to give, all he had to share, was a blessing that God had placed within his life. And a blessing to be used for the light of the world. He was a resurrection man, whose life had been molded and changed through death and destruction. And he knew the resurrection of Christ was that guiding principle in his life. And I would imagine if he could talk to us today, he would hope it would be the guiding principle of our lives. This is a day of love. This is the day that God so showed the world his love for each of us, whether we earned it or not. A love we're called to share. A love we're called to live. A love we're called to be. Amen.